I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. This is Hacker News Daily, a Bree podcast. Today, Anthropic gives Claude's new model away for free, with a clock ticking. Scientists build a synthetic cell that actually divides. And Sony is killing Blu-ray discs while deleting movies people paid for.
Claude's newest model, Fable 5, landed with a surprise. Free access for anyone who wants to try it.
Yeah, that's a sharp turn from the usual paywall-first launch. It's labeled Fable 5 Promotional Access, and it's tied straight to a Fable 5 is Back campaign.
So the return framing matters. Anthropic isn't treating this like a version bump. It's a deliberate reintroduction.
And the access itself is promotional, not a permanent tier. That pushes trial at scale and cranks up the time-bound FOMO.
Bottom line? You can test Fable 5 right now without hitting a paywall, so comparing it against GPT-4, O, or Gemini got a lot easier.
But promotional windows close. The real question is whether the free period converts enough sticky users or whether people treat it as a quick test drive and leave.
Scientists just crossed a threshold that sounds like science fiction. A living cell built entirely from scratch that can grow and divide on its own.
And this isn't the first synthetic cell ever made, right? So what makes this one different?
Previous synthetic cells still relied on natural cell machinery to split. Spud Cell is the first to carry out a complete cell cycle, including division, using only a synthetic genome.
That's the part that stopped me cold. They engineered a set of genes that tell the cell when to grow and when to pinch into two daughter cells.
The team stripped a bacterium down to its minimal genome, then rebuilt it with a programmed cycle. They could watch it swell, copy its DNA, and separate, all on its own internal clock.
So this is not just building a cell. It's programming one. That opens a door to designing organisms where division timing is a controlled feature, not a glitch.
The immediate upside is reliability in engineered biology. If you can trust a cell to divide only when you want, you can control biofactories far more precisely.
And the flip side, you can study how division goes wrong in diseases without any background noise from natural cells.
A clean operating system for life, basically. That's why researchers are calling this a new engineering discipline, not just a lab trick. Publishing content on IPFS, the Interplanetary File System, used to have a speed problem. A single file could take close to a minute just to go live. Now a team working on IPFS claims they've made it 10 times faster.
Right, and 10 times faster affects anyone building decentralized sites or apps. What was actually slowing it down so much?
The bottleneck was routing. When you publish, your node has to announce new content across a distributed hash table, and the old approach waited for every chunk of that routing data to travel through multiple peers before the content became discoverable.
So the system waited for full end-to-end confirmation before calling anything published. And that round trip adds up.
Exactly. The fix they describe is a hybrid routing strategy. They use globally broadcast pub/sub messages to notify peers almost instantly, while the distributed hash table record propagates in the background.
That's the key architecture change, decoupling the fast announcement from the slow record propagation. And the result is content becomes reachable in single-digit seconds instead of nearly a minute.
And it layers onto existing IPFS infrastructure. No new network protocol required. For a developer, the same publish command now finishes fast enough that you can push a static site update and see it resolve immediately.
That changes the perception of IPFS from archive first to something you'd actually use for live content. One concrete consequence: interactive, decentralized apps get a lot more practical when publish latency drops this sharply.
Audio encoding news rarely gives you something a listener can actually hear, but today's release changes the sound of streaming music directly.
What's the concrete change?
FFEPEC9.1 chips a brand new native AAC encoder, which replaces the much older default encoder. AAC is the most widely used lossy audio codec for streaming and video. A better encoder means the same bitrate now preserves more sonic detail.
That's bigger than a routine version bump. FFMAA is the invisible audio engine behind a huge share of media apps. So upgrading the AAC path touches countless playback pipelines.
Exactly. The new encoder was designed to improve quality at common streaming bitrates. For listeners, that can reduce those underwater-sounding artifacts on cymbals and vocals without any bandwidth increase. If you use Apple's Hide My Email, the whole idea is that services never see your real address.
Like, it generates a random relay address per site so you can cut it off anytime. But researchers just found a way to undo that protection.
What does the flaw actually expose?
By checking who owns the domain in the relay address, an attacker can match it back to your real iCloud email.
So the hidden part isn't so hidden. All the privacy depends on that domain being private. And it's not. Anyone can query it. That means a breached relay address links straight to your primary inbox. It defeats the whole purpose.
And it makes phishing way easier, because the attacker can craft messages that look personal instead of random.
The bigger question is whether Apple treats this as a design choice or an actual bug.
For now, the safest move is to stop relying on relay addresses as your only spam shield.
And just as that story shows a digital feature leaking personal data, here's a case where you don't even own the thing you paid for. Sony is about to stop making physical discs for new PlayStation games.
And at the same time, they are deleting movies from user libraries, 551 titles that people actually bought.
Right. The disc news is a clear end date. Sony's Recordable Media plant will stop producing Blu-ray discs for new games by January 2028.
That includes PS5 titles. It is not just about boxes on shelves. It means the disc drive on your console slowly becomes a legacy accessory.
And the movie deletion makes the same tension feel urgent right now. Funimation customers who purchased those 551 films are losing access permanently.
These are not rentals. People paid to own digital copies, and Sony is removing them because of licensing transitions.
The common thread is not just Sony. It is the shift from "you own a copy" to "you hold a revocable license."
Exactly. The disc plant closure signals that even a physical future is winding down. The movie deletion shows there is no safety net on the digital side either.
So the immediate consequence is sobering. If your media library lives entirely inside a platform's permission system, today's purchase can become tomorrow's removal notice.
That is the core takeaway. Ownership now depends on a service staying live and a license staying active, not on the money you already spent.
Here's a fresh tool for anyone keeping an eye on AI coding assistants. The team behind the Chinese GLM models just released something called EasyCode.
And the headline that grabbed people? They're framing it as a direct Claude Code competitor. What does that mean for developers?
EasyCode is a terminal-based coding agent, so it works inside your command line environment, same place Claude Code lives. The pitch is that it brings the GLM model family into that workflow.
Right. So instead of just chatting within 1,000 in a browser, you give it terminal access to read, write, and run code. One concrete consequence: teams already deep in the GLM ecosystem now get a native agent without switching model providers.
That's the real story. It's less about beating Claude Code on day one, and more about giving GLM users a first-party terminal agent they didn't have before. If you've ever wondered, curiously, what it actually takes to run Linux natively on Apple Silicon, the latest Asahi Linux Progress Report is a good reality check.
The 7.1 kernel brings a quiet but meaningful shift. Audio support is finally moving from a hacky offload to a proper design that keeps the main CPU independent.
Instead of sending every sound command through a COP processor, the speakers can now stream straight from system memory.
That means lower latency, fewer weird glitches, and a foundation that doesn't break every time macOS updates the firmware on the same machine.
Another change that's easy to miss? Battery charge limits are back, so you can cap at 80% and stop cooking the battery on a desk-bound MacBook.
And they've added early support for the M3 and M4 MacBook Air, plus the M4 Pro MacBook Pro, not as a daily driver promise, but as a real signal the hardware is being tamed.
When you combine cleaner audio, battery care, and new machine coverage, it's not about one marquee feature. It's that Asahi is steadily narrowing the gap for anyone who wants Linux without losing the Apple hardware feel. If someone wants to build the software behind real-time 3D worlds, where do they even start?
A recent community guide says it's a three-legged foundation. Math first, then C or C++, then graphics APIs like OpenGL or Vulkan.
And the math part isn't one quick course. It's linear algebra, calculus, and some numerical methods showing up constantly once you move past the first triangle.
That same math powers the physics side too. Box 3D, a fresh open source engine written in C, now handles rigid bodies, collision detection, and constraint solving all in a single small code base.
So the thread between the two is tight. Learning the math and C fundamentals gives you tools to understand both how a pixel gets shaded, emphasis, and how a box tumbles realistically.
And with Box 3D being open source, a learner can actually read the solver, not just trust a black box. That's a super practical consequence of having the engine available today. From a cell that divides on command to a game library you can lose overnight. The thread today is that the fine print keeps getting more consequential. Thanks for listening.
We're Mia and Milo. This is Hacker News Daily, a Bree podcast. We'll be back tomorrow.